Merry Christmas to everyone, if Christmas is a holiday that you celebrate. If it's not, it's definitely a day that our country in the United States that they observe and recognize. If you are like me and heading to work today, I hope that it's a wonderful day at work. I worked today, I worked yesterday on Christmas Eve. I saw something pretty funny on maybe Facebook, I don't know, some social media platform, that while many of us healthcare professionals have been trying and begging the general population to just stay home during the holidays right now, to be safe right now, if you are celebrating, please let it be with the person who lives in your household. And that has brought a lot of animosity and hatred towards us, towards me personally. There's been so much anger at us trying to control not them, but the spread of COVID-19. So the meme that I saw said, all of you people are angry because we're asking you not to be with your family outside your household for a holiday. Obviously, you've never had to work in healthcare where you miss almost every single holiday with your family. It's really true. It's pretty comical and sad all at the same time, because it's honestly, it's such a slap in the face to people who are working in the hospital settings, that people are outraged that they would be asked to not be with their family in order to help other people survive. And yet here I am with my scrubs on, my badge on, my mask on, up at 4:30 in the morning so that I can go to work and make sure people live to see one more day, to be around to December 26th. And asking other people to do that by just simply staying at home, by only celebrating within your household, if you even need to celebrate, it's just, it is an infringement on their rights, and how dare us. Oh man. Anyhow, before I get into talking to you all about Christmas, if you are a healthcare provider, I just wanted to give an update of the vaccine. So 8 days ago, sorry, like I said, I worked yesterday on Christmas Eve, did not make an updated podcast video like I had originally intended, but here we are, 8 days later, no big deal. I took the Pfizer vaccine 8 days ago, and the only side effects that I had was a sore arm. Now, if you've ever had a flu shot, then you can probably remember that the flu shot will make your muscle sore where the needle punctured your muscle in your shoulder. Well, this shot was a little different. So I didn't feel the needle go in. Sorry if you're a little squeamish. Didn't feel the needle go in. It was a person who administered it did a phenomenal job. I was also a little hesitant because the serum is so cold. You know, it has to be, Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at temperatures that are colder than the winter in Antarctica. So I was very nervous that was gonna have a bad feeling going into the muscle. Nope, not at all. But I did get soreness that day. I was at work, down to about my elbow. It was really weird, but that was pretty much it. And then the next day when I woke up, the soreness was pretty much the same as it always is post flu shot, 1 or 2 days, and then it was gone. I have heard that the second round of the vaccine is The one where you have more adverse effects, as in chills, fever, fatigue. Now, I will say, I always ask when people say, well, they said that dot, 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 dot. Who is they? With that being said, I don't know who they is. They is some random people in a nursing group on social media that I've read their post. They're not a friend of a cousin's. They're not a friend of a friend's. They're not someone. So this could be total baloney. I plan to thumb through a little bit more to read about the side effects. But from what I've read on Pfizer's vaccine, really the only effects that people had in the clinical trials were headache, soreness, and fatigue. And I have heard a combination of those from other professionals who have taken the Pfizer vaccine so far. There are statistics for Moderna that are very similar. Moderna side effects are a little bit more people are getting hit with the headaches and fatigue. But that's beside the point. January 2nd is when I get dose 2 of the Pfizer vaccine at 2:20 in the afternoon. And I plan to do the exact same thing that I did this time on the First Do No Harm podcast Instagram account. I kept that updated. I also updated the Facebook page. I didn't really use my personal Facebook page for the updates on the vaccine. I really encourage people to go to the podcast pages that I had and kept everyone informed that way. So if you're interested, because by January 2nd, we probably still are not likely to be vaccinating the general population of people. So I encourage you to keep up with that as well to see if they, whoever they are, was right about dose 2. I will also tell you that the Pfizer vaccine, when you get it, you have to get your second dose 21 days after your first dose. Your Moderna vaccine, you have to get 28 days after your first dose. Seems like Moderna, they are sending it out to more of the rural areas and population and facilities. So just keep that in mind. I don't think that it's going to be something that you really get to have the choice. I think it's a facility-based issue on what vaccine that they are going to be administering. Okay, now let's get back to talking about working during the holidays. Are you working today on Christmas Day? If you are, obviously you're not alone. I'm making this podcast right now on my way to work on Christmas. A recent poll found that 1/4 of the Americans are scheduled to work on Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's Day this year. And 45% say there's a chance they'll be working one of the other holidays as well. Like for us, I don't know, I am working New Year's Day as well. We work a lot of the holidays as healthcare professionals. So I know that it can be frustrating because your friends and family have the day off. They're going to be eating some good food. They're going to be opening some fun presents. There's going to be lots of pictures. Just a time for everybody to be able to hang out safely if they live in your own house. But I just wanted to give you a couple perks if you are working as well. And some tips that you can stay happy while working the holidays. Number one, this is the most important one. Remember that you're helping others. It could be slow. A lot of times the holidays are very slow at the hospital. You're not having surgeries. You're not having as many patients. It's just a different pace. Now, the world of COVID right now is not giving us a different pace. My hospital that I work at, we are opening up a third or fourth floor for COVID patients. We had 2 regular floors that were completely full of COVID at work yesterday. We have 2 COVID ICUs that those had a couple beds left yesterday, and like I said, we're opening a third floor. So it may not be quite as slow as most other holidays are for healthcare professionals. So you might find yourself swamped. Either way, it can help to remember that by sacrificing your holiday time, you are providing care for people who really need your help. They don't want to be there either. And chances are that because it's a holiday, people may be friendlier than normal. Always a little perk. So number two, you get to take advantage of extra holiday pay. Who doesn't like a little extra cash in their pockets? You may earn some overtime by working a holiday, or you just may get holiday pay without your overtime, which is fantastic. And that can help make up for the missed time spent with family and friends. To make the cash even more meaningful, use it to celebrate your day off. Treat yourself to a nice meal, rent a movie from Amazon Prime, or just pamper yourself. Number three, focus on making new traditions. You may not have to work holidays all the time, or you might find yourself working every single Christmas just to give your coworkers who have young children a break. Either way, you can create new traditions to make work day more fun. Ask other nurses working that day to contribute cans of food for the local food bank, or even have different departments within the hospital do the same. You could also host a holiday bake-off and have colleagues contribute their favorite cookies or pies for everyone to taste. Number four, celebrate the holidays on the day after your shift. With me growing up, with me working in healthcare for the last 10 years, this has definitely always been a thing to me. For me, it was always just another day. The exact day to celebrate was not as impactful as having those moments just to tell somebody, my family, my friends, that I love them. Christmas can be whatever day you make it be. It can be the 23rd, it can be the 28th. Shoot, it can even be in July. Christmas in July was a thing a couple years ago. So go ahead. Start a tradition. Have family members save some pie or presents to unwrap and celebrate with the friends and families that are still around. Again, this is not always during the middle of a pandemic. Be sure to have a plan and set up times so that you won't get disappointed. Number five, take extra time off later. If you'd prefer to rest after your shift or just can't get together with family before or after the holiday, make a plan for a vacation or even a between holidays party that you can look forward to. Chances are you'll be able to take time off during a less hectic time and maybe even enjoy it more. Like I said, Christmas in July when people are vaccinated. And if you have the time on your lunch break, maybe if you have a little bit of downtime, if you can safely do this without violating HIPAA in a break room away from other coworkers, be sure to take a break, call your family, FaceTime them for a minute, or just even text them and say hi during the holiday. It'll help the day go by faster. And it can also be a fun way to connect with people you haven't seen in a while. Like I said, use FaceTime or Skype to talk to your parents, your husband, wife, or your children, or have your sister take funny photos of what's going on and send them to you. That'll help you feel more involved and know that they're thinking of you too. So, wherever you are this holiday season, I hope that you enjoy your time with friends, with family, safely, when you can. Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year. Oh my goodness, guys. So I ended the podcast, still driving to work, and as I'm driving, because I'm on the interstate, I was like, what is happening right here? It's snowing in North Carolina on Christmas. I don't love snow, but I just wanted to get on here and send one more dose of extra Merry Christmas and happiness to you all. Be safe, be smart, and I cannot wait to talk to you again. Merry Christmas, guys.